Okay, the dust has settled on the regular season, and the 2014 NBA playoffs preview continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Tonight, we're in the Quicken Loans studios, and now we're going to turn our attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Memphis Grizzlies. OKC Thunder finished the regular season 59-23. The Memphis Grizzlies with a 50-win season, 32 losses on the year. They played very well as of late, which means this will make for a very exciting matchup in the first round of the playoffs. Gets underway Saturday night at Chesapeake Arena in OKC, 9:30 Eastern Time. It's so wonderful to have back with us this weekend News Channel 4's very own Bob Berry Jr. How are you, Bobby?
Good, E. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is absolutely my favorite time of the year as we get set for the playoffs, and we want to break it all down. And you look at the season series between these two teams. Oklahoma City, they took care of business 3-1. Memphis, of course, didn't have all of their top players, but this is a team that you cannot overlook. And I would consider, out of the Western Conference, they are really an underdog.
Well, it's, the Thunder had a strange season. I mean, there have been a lot of criticism in the second half because of their poor play on defense, and yet we were scratching our heads last night going, okay, this team has really played poor defense since the All-Star break, but Kevin Durant should win the MVP award. I really feel that way. Mm-hmm. He just won his fourth scoring title. They played most of the second half of the season without three starters, and they won 59 games, and yet we're sitting here criticizing him. But they really have. They've confounded us more than once late in the season. They've had great games, like when they ended the Spurs' 19-game winning streak. And Oklahoma City played such great defense that night. They went out to L.A. a week or so ago against the Clippers in the game we didn't think they'd win, and they locked them down and won 107-101. But then they'll give up 40-point games left and right to people like Gerald Green from Phoenix and Jody Meeks from the Lakers and Tyreek Evans in New Orleans at 41 against him the other night. So they've just been giving up career nights to guys left and right defensively, and that would be my concern for the Thunder, Elissa, is they better pick it up on a consistent basis, or they'll get bounced by the Grizzlies in the first round.
Well, I was going to say, of course, this new season begins. Everything starts on Saturday. I mean, give us a sense, though, as they go into this game, how do you think Oklahoma City is playing at this point?
Well, like I said, offensively, there's no problem. You have Kevin Durant playing at the highest point of his career. Russell Westbrook, since coming back from missing a total of 30 games this year, has been great, as usual. Mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka he's just on the cusp of being an all-star. So they don't have a problem scoring points, but they can't stop anybody on the perimeter, or at least they haven't, let's put it that way, most of the time. And like I said, I could keep going on. They most recently played against the Pistons that I hadn't even heard of. Kentavious Caldwell,
yeah.
Pope. I had to go deep into my flip cards to find out who this guy was. And he had a career high by halftime against the Thunder and ended up with 30 in the game. And Kyle Singler, the former Duke star, was 2 points off his career high against the Thunder. So it's been a little frustrating to hear Scott Brooks after game say, well, we're a really pretty good defensive team. And you're thinking, not in the second half of the season you haven't been. And yet, like I said, it's almost like they step on the gas when they need to and they let off when they can afford it, I guess. And so I would say, when you say how have they played going into the playoffs, I would say they've been inconsistent. They're extremely talented. They can win an NBA championship if they, get to it. But they could also lose in the first round, and I wouldn't be shocked because they're playing a Grizzlies team now that's whole, as NBA analyst Steve Kerr, the former player, said the other day, whole for the first time because they've got all their guys back, and we know how bruising they play. You know that. I used to play at Oklahoma when you were an all-star. I mean, you got in there and owned the inside, and that's what the Grizzlies do. And that could be trouble for the Thunder.
Well, they are, as you said, they have their entire team back. They're at full strength. But I think one of my concerns is just, as you're talking about, the size, the style they play. They like to slow it down. They like to back you in. It's that old kind of style. And I just have to wonder defensively, what is OKC going to do?
Well, I think, obviously Serge Ibaka and the rookie Steven Adams, if he gets some minutes, and Kendrick Perkins will be challenged like they always are. But, I mean, Perkins and Zach Randolph have gone at it in the locker room, in the hallway across from the locker room before. So, I mean, that we always like it when they get together because
right.
They'll push and shove, and it'll continue on, maybe into the parking lot. Who knows? But they'll have to watch those two guys inside. As somebody pointed out to me the other day, in this day and age of the NBA, in my opinion, it's so forward or guard-oriented, and yet, here's Memphis with two inside power guys, not one, but two with the return of Marc Gasol. So that's the problem for anybody. And then Mike Conley, the way he's playing, Tony Allen is just annoying. It's the best word for him. The former Oklahoma State star is so good defensively, and he's annoyed Kevin Durant for years every time they go against each other. So I just, when people were asking me a few days ago, who would you think the Thunder would match up best with in the opening round, I said, anybody but Memphis and the Spurs. I mean, I would have preferred Oklahoma City to open with Dallas or even Golden State if they would have fallen to the third seed. But Memphis, just because of their power and their style, as you call it, could be really problematic. Even if Oklahoma City advances, I'm just saying it might be taxing on them physically, just getting through that first round and going forward toward the finals, perhaps.
No doubt about it, Memphis. They definitely want to walk it up style. You are listening to the voice of Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 Television out of Oklahoma City as we get set and ready for the Thunder and the Grizz. And one of the matchups I'm keeping an eye on, we're talking about the boys in the paint, Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol. I mean, even when I think back to the game against Dallas and Memphis, I mean, Memphis, the Grizz, they had 58 points in the paint. I mean, that's one thing defensively. I mean, the Thunder are really going to have to lock up the paint.
They will, and there was a game, you know, Gasol did not play in one of the games, the first game, I think, of the year, when the Chiefs played in Memphis, the Thunder won 116-100, and Gasol did not play, and Ibaka had a pretty nice game. But then another game in Oklahoma City, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, I want to say in early February, I think Ibaka went for 21-12. So, and Serge is capable. Serge is, in my opinion, if not the best shot blocker in the NBA, he's right up there because he alters so much thinking when guys bring in to finish, and he's so quick on the lead. So he can do it that way, but we know what Marc Gasol is when he's healthy. He's very underrated as a mid-range guy from 15 feet, but then when he gets inside going hook shot with either hand and crashing the offensive boards and just pushing and shoving around, it can really get guys frustrated in a hurry. So that will be an interesting matchup. Nobody for the Thunder has ever really been able to handle Zach Randolph. He's always kind of had his way. And in fact, one game earlier this year, he had 13 points and 13 rebounds, and we all felt like, wow, the Thunder did a really great job against Zach Randolph, you know, only held to 13 and 13. So Durant and Westbrook will have to score like they do, but also facilitate and get those other guys like Caron Butler, who's been a nice pickup for Oklahoma City with all of his championship experience and playoff experience, and Reggie Jackson offensively has really been good this year. Where he lacks is defensively, but Reggie can score and blow past anybody, and he's been effective. So lots of offensive firepower for the Thunder. But yeah, they'll have to watch out for the big boys in Memphis.
You know, Bobby, you were talking about as far as a powerful tandem between Durant and Westbrook. Can you kind of give all of our listeners tonight just an update on Russell? I mean, I know he missed, 27 games with that right knee and, you know, the surgery and stuff like that. But, I mean, over the past 18 games, he's averaged 23 points and 7 assists per game. I mean, he's playing at a very high level. I mean, does that knee bother him at all? I mean, what is he doing about that?
Pretty scary in the regular season finale against Detroit. A minute and 15 in, he got slammed to the court. It was just kind of a freakish play when he broke away off a steal and went in for a dunk and got slammed hard and grabbed his knee and writhed around on the floor.
Wow.
Literally, 75 seconds into the game. So that was scary. But then he got up and ended up having a great game. So he's the same old Russell to me. He missed actually a total of 30 games when it was all told this past season, regular season, and but yet, we don't see any problems. We don't hear of anything about swelling, which is what he said caused the third knee operation after Christmas break. He said he was never in any pain, but his knee just kept swelling and was having to be drained all of the time. So we haven't heard any talk about that in the second half of the season. He appears just as explosive to the rim as he's ever been. He can take so many people off the bounce. He's knocking down his jumpers. I would say one thing that surprised me a little bit about the Thunder, again, I know it sounds like I'm ripping them, but they have taken way too many three-point shots in the last 2 weeks. So for some reason, when they've gotten into crunch time or been in situations where they've needed points or had to rally, it's kind of gone back to the Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook game 4 or 5 years ago when they were 1 or 2 years into the league, when it was just like, oh, we're the All-Stars. We got to take the team, throw it on our back, and go fire from anywhere and win.
Okay, the 2014 NBA playoffs, we are getting you ready. Oklahoma City, Memphis, Saturday night, 9:30 Eastern time. Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 has been with us. Thank you so much, and I look forward to catching up with you real soon. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, E.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.